We recorded a Beyond Today program titled, Lord, I Believe, Help My Unbelief. And of course, that is a statement from a story in the Gospels about a man who came to Jesus who needed his son to be healed. His son had violent convulsions and foamed at the mouth. And Jesus had told the man, if you can believe, all things are possible to those who can believe. The man's response was, he cried in tears and said, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Have you ever had those moments in life where you've gone to God and say, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. This is just too big for me. This is too desperate, too hard. We all have. All of us have faced those times. What does God do when you and I face those times when our faith is wavering, those times of fear and doubt, when we go to God and say, I don't have enough? Well, this story tells us something very interesting. Because in this man's weakness, when he said, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief, Jesus didn't respond by chastising him or punishing him. He responded by healing his son. All of us face those moments. It is when we face our weakness that God's greatest work is done. So next time you're facing those moments of weakness, remember, the Almighty God is greater than my weaknesses and your weaknesses. This is BT Daily. Join us next time.